A reading based on the prophet Isaiah, chapter 30. O people of Zion who dwell in Jerusalem, behold, the Lord will come to save the Gentiles, and the Lord will make the glory of his voice heard to the joy of your hearts. The word of the Lord. Almost every scripture, reading, and prayer in today's liturgy speaks of all the nations or the Gentiles seeing the salvation of God. It is amazing the themes one can find when one's looking for them. For the next few minutes, I would like to concentrate on the entrance antiphon. O people of Zion, behold, the Lord will come to save the Gentiles, or to save the nations would be a more literal translation. First, a few definitions. Zion was one of the hills upon which the ancient city of Jerusalem was built, and it soon became identified not only with the city, but with the Israelite nation itself. And for the word Gentiles, from the Jewish point of view, Gentiles were any non-Jew, the rest of the world, the nations, the pagans. So, O people of Zion, behold, the Lord will come to save the nations. Today's Eucharistic liturgy begins with this song of triumph and joy addressed to the people of Jerusalem. And it is based on the words of Isaiah, although not a direct quotation. Isaiah proclaimed God's word 700 years before the coming of Christ. And yet even today, we await the fulfillment of this passage. O people of Zion, behold, the Lord will come to save the nations. Augustine wrote that peace is the tranquility of order. And we see from our massive universe to the microcosm on our own planet an astounding order in creation. When God began the work of redemption, there was also a trace of a refined order. He chose a specific people and specific events to set in motion this work of salvation. From the choice of Abraham and the patriarchs, God established the Jewish people, his chosen people. As this people of Zion, grew, especially in their self-identity, they came to believe that they were the only ones to be saved because they had the divine revelation, the promises, the covenants, the laws. But in the course of time, God raised up a great prophet, Isaiah, son of Amos. Part of his message was to correct the people's myopic vision of salvation and to expand it to a universal salvation. God's gifts of redemption were to be open to everyone who responded to his call. The gift of faith is not our own personal satisfaction. Faith is for service, being chosen and called by God is for service. Blessed John Paul II once said that faith is strengthened when it is shared. God's choice of a person is not only for the salvation of that person alone, but for all the countless others that they will have an influence on, directly or indirectly, known or unknown. God chose the Jewish people, the people of Zion, in order to bring all other nations to a love and knowledge of the one true God. From the chosen Jewish people came Jesus, the Christ and the Lord, the Son of God, the salvation of the nations. Thus, following their elder siblings in faith, the church, the early Christians, this new people of Zion, carry on and extend this mission of proclaiming God's love to all the nations, all the peoples, and not even as groups, but as individuals as well, to every single human being. There are two lessons to learn from Isaiah today. First, we too have been given the tremendous gift of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the intimate nature and life of God is open to us by the revelation of the Trinity. This is not a secret for us to hoard, but an experience of love to share. This is the root of the call for the new evangelization that each and every Christian must proclaim. And the second lesson, we owe a profound debt of gratitude to the Jewish people throughout the trials and vicissitudes of their wanderings and persecution, and yet for their fidelity to God's covenant. No form of anti-Semitism has a place in the life of a Christian. The senseless killings and wars that we see between peoples and nations is not God's will. He wants all to be saved and find happiness. Jew and Gentile are to live in peace and brotherhood as in the family of God. O people of Zion, behold, the Lord will come to save the nations, and the Lord will make the glory of his voice heard to the joy of your hearts. We all still have so much to learn and much to change, so that all of us, one day, Christian, Jew, and even non-believer, can live in the peace and the harmony of our Creator. Amen.